Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. We're going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you. And that is for you to build a big business. Now, I along with special guests here from time to time. We got some very special guests to be on Financial Freedom Friday. Make sure you're plugged in early. Listen. We're coaching you, though, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you haven't done this already, you know what to do. Go ahead and share this call with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848, just like you did, or listen online with your smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac, at blogtalkradio.com/success with Nicola. Whew! This has been a fire series. How to break your financial glass ceiling. So many of us are living beneath our means. We're not operating at our fullest potential. And hopefully by now you're finding out why, right? I'm going to give you, of course, our scripture so you can turn to it because, you know, the Holy Spirit told me that a lot of people are just listening. They're not going back and they're not reading for themselves. They're not going back and meditating on this word for themselves to see what God has to say to you. Specifically about the word that we bring forth each and every morning. Now, you don't have to be a believer in Christ to understand the principles because, listen, there's nothing new under the sun. The wisest man, King Solomon, says that. And so all of the things that we read, all the books that we read, there has to be an origination. There has to be a beginning. And so our God said, in the beginning. So he was there. So you just got to know if you want to go and really understand about all things of life, you got to go to the source. Anywhere you don't know where you're at, where you're going, go to the source. So you want to make sure that you're turning and reading the word. And reading the word because you don't want to take my word for it. You want to identify and have a true relationship with God. Whatever your deity is, mine is God, who died with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. That's for me. I don't know what's for you. That's for me. It's work for me. People got to do it works for them. And so I need you to understand that he showed me how to break my financial glass ceiling, and I'm able to share it with other people. So, what is a glass ceiling? If you're just plugging in, you got to go back and listen to the prior episodes at successwithnicola.com, click on Power Start Call. But in case you didn't know, we're going to review it. What is a glass ceiling? An invisible but real barrier, which the next stage or level of advancement can be seen. You can see it, but not reached by a section or some certain people, right? They may be qualified. They may be deserving. But I need you to know that we as entrepreneurs, we're in the network marketing industry, we don't participate in glass ceilings. Anyone who wants to go to the top, just take your spot. We operate in free enterprise. It's for anyone who wants it. But then why is it that people say they want it, but they still can't obtain it? They have created their own glass ceilings. They're so used to being put or living within parameters or limits. So now they're able to go as high as they want to, and they're like, can I really go that high? Can I really make that much money? We got to break that. So start hanging around the right people. And today we're going to talk about you got to be in the right industry that will even support you breaking your glass ceiling. So let's go to the Lord together. And ask him to give us a hunger and thirst to study, to be a student of our industry so you can master it. Father God, we come before you. We honor you on this day. You are amazing. There's no one above you. Dear Lord, we acknowledge you on this day and publicly admit that we're nothing without you. For you said, let us make man in our own image. Lord, the God can claim that he made us. So we honor you for that. Father God, as our minds are being stayed on you, you're helping us to acknowledge that you are God. You're the one who gave or take away life. Thank you for that. And in this time, we want to make the best of our life by serving you through serving your people. As you continue to equip us through your Holy Spirit, to illuminate our minds with your word, giving it strong remembrance, not only our mind and our spirit, we'll actually pursue the highest goals and dreams. We'll no longer be afraid as we're breaking through these glass ceilings. We're not looking for permission. You've already ordained us to be the head and not the tail. And we're taking our spot at the top. Father God, now on this day, as you are preparing us to make great exploits in your name, we thank you that the hands of protection is around us, around our households, around our businesses. We come against anything that comes against your word, even in our mind. We're not allowing anyone to take place in our mind that's not identifying with your word and your promises for us. As we're going out, we'll be sure to give all your name the glory, honor, and praise it deserves. We're sealing this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, our word today, and you, let's talk about it, right? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What does that mean to you, family? What does that mean to you in the relativity of breaking your financial glass ceiling? And Deuteronomy 8:18 tells you that God is the one who gives us the power to gain wealth. And then now 2 Timothy 2:15 shows you that you got to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman, you got to go to work. We've got to understand that you got to go to work in this industry of network marketing that will provide you the opportunity to break through the glass ceilings. This is an industry that it does not matter your past. It does not matter your current circumstances, that all you got to do is get up off that dang on couch, get up off that phone with those unnecessary conversations, and get on that phone with some prospects, invite, expose, and get some responses until you get the response you're looking for. Hello, somebody. Listen. When we're talking about these principles, you are realizing that you yourself are tied in the hands of God. He can't do nothing with you because you don't want to study, you don't want to work, and you're ashamed. People want to cover up where they're getting the goods from, forgetting that everything in the earth is God's and the fullness thereof. We don't own nothing. We all on borrowed time. We all on borrowed time. So we got to make the best of this time. Let's talk about this. In order to break your financial glass ceiling, you cannot do it in an industry that's operating in glass ceilings. So when we are making our businesses secondary, meaning it's not a priority, then we're holding ourselves back. Do you guys realize I did some research on the network marketing industry, and I was looking at some current things, and I always do, because it helps me understand what's really happening in my industry. You know, you have, when people are seeking out careers, some people go to the library. I remember, when I was in high school, and that was like this project we had to do, and then we're like thinking out what career we want to be. We want to be a lawyer. We want to be a doctor. And that was when I said I want to be a lawyer. And then you go to the library and you go and seek out, well, what is the average income of a lawyer? And then also, what's the highest income of a lawyer? If you're saying I'm taking my spot at the top, go check out what is the highest income earners in network marketing doing. Oh, my mercy. Your mind is going to be blown. Even on the top 100 list, at the bottom of the 100 list, it's $250,000 a month at the bottom. At the top, over $2 million a month in income. $2 million a month in income. This industry is nearly a $200 billion industry, with 40% of that being paid out to people in the field. So just in case people are like considering why network marketing, that's going to be my next video I'm going to be doing. Make sure you got your people tuned in, because I got to tell you something. There are three top reasons that I see why people should consider network marketing. And I'm here to tell you something. Well, the number one, a job. Now, I'm not saying anything against your job that you have. I'm just speaking the truth. Go and check out what I'm talking about. You don't need to feel bad about this, because these are not things that we were taught in school. When I did that project and they said go search out the industry, network marketing was not one that I could say what did they earn. So no one's teaching you how to prepare to be a network marketer until you get in the industry. We'll get to that in a moment. Number one, a job can't afford to pay you what you're worth. They can't afford. Now, let's think about this for a moment. If you was an owner of a company, which you're the owner of yours, and you had a choice. Now, in the traditional companies, they got a lot more than just you to pay. They got overhead. They got all these other things. And plus, they have themselves. Let's think about it. If they had a choice to give you a big fat raise, when you had more time, eventually when you start working less and making more money, or they had the opportunity to give themselves a raise where they can take more trips to their with their family to Aspen and Spain and Barcelona and Bali and all this stuff, take more trips on a golf course with their buddies, buy a bigger house and car. Let's tell the truth. Who are they going to choose? Who are they going to choose? We got to understand the reality of where we are, right? Number two, a reason why people should definitely study to show thyself approved in this industry and work it like their life depends on it is leverage. You can only be in one place at one time. Now, you're either going to leverage or be leveraged, but why I love network marketing is fair leverage. It's a fair game. It's not like someone is leveraging you and they're the only one that gets to make money. Let's be real. Because people are coming outside of, coming from that glass ceiling, you know, programming into network marketing, they can only see the people at the top. So then now they start having a little bit of overzealous or even jealousy of people who are at the top and saying they're making money off of me, not realizing that if you understood leverage, you can make money off of them. When you have frontline leaders who may do three-way calls for you, who do presentations and all you have to do is bring people into the room, you're not understanding leverage. When you can even send people to an opportunity meeting and you don't even have to be in that state or be in that room, and that can add to your business, that's leverage. When you start building an income and you have leaders all over the nation or all over the world and it attributes to your business, and then now you start doing the same thing and teaching people the same thing, that's leverage. This is a cyclical leverage game, network marketing. It's not just a one-way up. If you are in a position where you want to go to the top, you need to leverage. Leverage your company's products or resources. Leverage the website. Leverage the uplines, whether they are live or you're having people tune into videos or even people on my team. Leverage me right now. They have people log into a call, hear that you got got a leader of some wisdom, a leader that's not thinking only of themselves, a leader who's trying to help everyone go to the top. And a person would say, I want to join. I have people that listen to the call and say, I joined because I was on that call. Or I saw your video, but I'm joining with so-and-so and so. Rock it out. Well, we have our weekly meetings. Tonight we have a weekly meeting. And I say people have to be taught what leverage is. A weekly meeting should be passed out. You're in this industry, and all you have to do is get on the phone and start inviting people, inviting people, inviting people. You can send them and realize where all of the events are. You'll see top leaders posting events that's happening all over the nation simultaneously, and you should be saying cha-ching. You should be making sure you're taking note. It should be in your resources of what cities you want to build businesses. And now you are targeting those people, even in your ads or your posts or whatever you're doing, and you're leveraging all the leaders simultaneously. Leverage in network marketing does not go only for the bottom, because let's think about it for a moment. If you ain't doing nothing, how is your upline leveraging you? If you ain't doing only the people who may not be successful will talk about someone trying to make money off of them. They can't make money off of you. You're not even doing anything. We have to have the right mindset to break these glass ceilings. And then when you are successful and you dare look up and say, oh, someone's making money off me. Well, if you're successful, aren't you making money off of someone as well? Guys, we got to wrap our minds around the power of this industry and begin to break and pull down those strongholds that's been holding you back, keeping you in poverty all this time. And I'm thinking, friends, that's down with it too. Check them out 5 years from now. Check them out 5 years from now. While you're struggling, and it's supposed to be a struggle, all your top leaders struggle at some point in time to get to a level. If you ain't willing to struggle, you ain't worthy of the success. You wimping out. You don't need to lead anybody. You're a quitter. You're a whiner and complainer. You're not a solution getter. You don't need to be leading anybody. You got to study and you got to build up your stamina for success. Any wind blowing your way, you faint it. Who wants you as an upline? Let's get it together, family. Let's break these glass ceilings together. Now, number two, let's go to this next one here. Oh, Lord, I'm going in. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what's going on here. I'm drinking a new kind of coffee. How about that? I don't know. The Colombian coffee keeps me a little bit more calm. I don't know what this is. I had to stop at a racetrack. I forgot to get my ground coffee here. It don't even taste as rich. The Colombian coffee keeps me kind of politically correct. This coffee right here has me off the chain. You like it? Should I continue to get this coffee? Should I bring it to the house? You like it? If you don't, I'm not caring. I'm helping you go to the next level. Because, see, I'm not stopping because there's really no top. And I'm taking as many people with me. You cannot be a wimp and go to the top and stay at the top. Let's hit it, guys. I need you to understand something here. Let's look at this. Let's look at this right now. The next thing you got to do outside of leverage is you got to get trained. Network marketing is where you get the baddest training in the land. Why? Because for number one, your leaders, many of them have invested tens, not even hundreds of thousands of dollars in training. And then just because you in the vicinity, just because you in the circle, just because you're in the clique, just because you're down with the team, you get information that they've invested tens of thousands of dollars for, and all it's going to cost you is to pay attention. All it costs you is to pay attention. Show up and pay attention. You get to get training, the top training, business training, mindset training. Many of you guys who need a spiritual trainer, because it goes deep on why you're not breaking your glass ceiling. You think you don't know God, you don't need God. Well, who do you need? Because whoever you're hanging around now ain't cutting it. Whatever you're doing now ain't working. You might say, well, what you talking about, Nicole? I made money. I made millions of dollars. If the made mean past tense, you better pay attention. If the made mean you're making it now and you still got a whole bunch of other drama problems and you can't find peace, you better pay attention. Because I can find peace in the midst of a storm. So when we talk about this training, you need to think about something. How many opportunities do you have to break your glass ceiling, like show up the trainers, and all it's going to cost you is a few hundred dollars for you to get yourself in the place so you can go up, or when you stay home and stay broke? Come on. Listen, guys, I need you guys to hear me real quick. I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me. I need you to hear me. And I know for depending on some personalities, listen to call is not for everyone every day. But I know for some personalities, you want to hang up and you want to say, okay, but guess what? You hang up, you're the same one quitting. You're the same one that when something happens in your business, you're the same one that when there's a problem arise, you running instead of you making sure you stay and you fight for the right for everybody else to have free enterprise. We don't want to duplicate quitting. We want to duplicate winning. People don't only watch you. When you're doing good, they want to watch you and see how you handle when things ain't so good. That's where the real character tests come up. That's when you really know what you're made of. Something happened and you start going haywire, or something happened and you start doing some crazy stuff, then now, folks, I know what you're really made of. I know what's really going deep on the inside. That's why you got to have God as your anchor, not people. Hello, somebody? Hello, hello, hello? Are you there? Are you there? Guys, we're breaking the glass ceiling. Don't matter where you come from. It don't matter who you are. Don't matter, you know, it don't matter half of that stuff. You couldn't change it if you wanted to. We're going to the top. Hold on now. We're going to open up this car today. Y'all ready? Y'all lit up. I didn't see all that. Y'all lit up this morning. Hey, all right now. Let's go up in here. Let's make sure we get everybody in. The coffee off the chain. Yes, the coffee is off the chain this morning. Let me take a sip. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Well, good morning.
Good morning, Nicola. This is Ahmed calling from Maryland.
Good morning, Ahmed. Your sister off the chain this morning. The coffee, baby, the coffee. I don't know what those are. Guess what? Guess what the coffee say, Ahmed? The coffee
say
crazy good. It's a crazy good coffee. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I ain't read this cup before I start drinking it. How you doing?
I'm good. You know, I was listening yesterday morning. I was up working on a big portfolio that I got from Fannie Mae, and the portfolio is $1.42 billion in assets. Mm-hmm. So I've been, you know, looking at this thing, and I'm like, man, I'm up, and I got to get ready to get on this call. I really don't have time, but I got to get this work done. So I get on the call, and Nicola starts talking about breaking glass ceilings. So I'm like, okay, I got to listen in on this. And when you started talking about releasing baggage, the first thing that came to my mind is, like, I've been mad at God since 2008 when he took my son, and 2013 when he took my father. And I said, you know, I gotta get past this if I want to break this glass ceiling. So I said to him, I said, you know, after the call, I said, I'm sorry. And I heard an audible voice in my office where he said, forgiven. You know, and I'm like, there it is. So this entire time, I've been mad and I've been struggling in breaking my own glass ceiling. I mean, we've been doing fantastic financially, you know, but I want to go to a level that has been unheard of in my industry. Especially for someone that looks like me, because there's only two brothers in my industry anyway, me and another guy. So I've been wanting to break this glass ceiling, and yesterday and today you've been hitting on some strong points for me personally that I need to overcome. So if I'm going to raise a couple billion dollars to get this deal done, I definitely got to be on my A game all the way. So I just want to thank you for that.
My God. I don't have anything to say. I beg God bless your business. And we're talking about breaking these glass ceilings, and we know that we live in our minds. You don't understand what a powerful release that is for so many people, because a lot of people are mad at God because of the struggles and the challenges or the losses that they've had. They're mad at God, and they're taking it out on the world, but they don't understand. Because God made us in the likeness of his image, the power is that when we love, we can only love as great as we love ourselves first. Everything we do is a reflection of where we are in our heart and our mind. This is so powerful. Oh, my Lord. Good morning. I'm going to jump around. I see some numbers. I want to give some people who I haven't seen before. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. That is 9889 is the last four of your number. Good morning to you. Good morning. That person can't come in. Oh, my Lord. It is lit up this morning. We're going to go down here. Good morning. 682, last four, 4511. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's
good morning.
Hey, Hullaby in Dallas.
Hey.
I got my breakthrough. I got my breakthrough. God is so good. God is so good. I got my breakthrough on the 10th at night. And I want, this is what I want to do. I want to tell anybody listening on this call, you see our teams winning. You see the people in your industry winning. And you're like, why am I not winning? Stop comparing yourself and your journey to their journey. Don't compare yourself to them. You don't know what they went through to get to this point. You've got to go through your part of it. There's no, you push yourself. You push yourself. Don't compare yourself to them, because you have none of what they've done, none of what they've gone through. So you just focus on you and getting through, you know, because with me, I could put myself out there. I was looking at, like, man, why am I not progressing like I know I can? I mean, I know I could do this. This is me. I know what I'm doing. I learn. I go to the trainings. I read. What is it? God said, you got to go through your journey. You got to go through your journey. I've been going through my journey, and I got my breakthrough. God revealed to me what is going to break my glass ceiling, and it's going into effect this weekend. So I just want to say thank you to you, Nicola, for all of your encouragement, you know, and giving us this information. We could be paying thousands of dollars for this, but you're being blessed by being obedient and helping out strangers. You know, it's enough out there for everybody. Everybody just stay encouraged. Keep going. Yeah. Don't look in anybody else's lane. When you run in track, and you jump on hurdles, if you look to the left, look to the right, you might run into a hurdle. So just stay in your lane. Focus on your lane and the obstacles in your lane. And I promise you're going to get to your breakthrough.
Wow. That's all. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, TLD. This is so powerful, guys. Listen, big levels of success. Talking about big business. I know when you guys got on this call, you probably thought that this was a cliche. And a lot of leaders don't want to tell you. They haven't broken your glass ceiling, so they're still afraid to let go and release and say, I'm going to release this information out there because I got it from God, right? People think they get bright ideas by themselves. They really say success comes from a very deep place. You have to know how to let go. You have to know how to trust. You have to know how to keep your eyes stayed on God and not on people. That takes practice. You got to be trained up to do that stuff. How do we expect to have massive success without mastery? Mastery comes from training and applied training. You got your next training. You have your next idea, your next overview meeting. You have your next meeting with your leaders, your next whatever. You need to show up. It's easy to show up for free. What you think is for free is still costing you 30 minutes of your time every day. It's not going to manifest until you begin to be a workman. Begin to be a workman and apply these principles we're talking to you about. They've been around way before me, way before all these other books that have been written. They got to stop it acting like they just arrived. Nobody is too big for God. He's so big, he can't go nowhere. He can't even move. Listen, stop playing with this. Go to work today. Be a workman. Use the knowledge you're learning and apply it. Pour yourself out. My mentor would say that he wants to die empty. Just so that God will be able to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Y'all have a blessed day.